Okay, so on Ursnun Gimel, Athis Rashal b'mitzvah, in Bala Yotka, if a mitzvah comes to your hands, the person should not be misrashal, you should not let go of it. But Tasena l'shem shemayim b'lo ichr. You should do it l'shem shemayim and b'lo ichr. So it's interesting that the Rav Chatzal Sarna suggests that the push, which will truly push a person to do it quickly, is the Shem Shemayim. Now we grapple with this challenge of getting things done Shem Shemayim. Many times we say that the best way for us to get something done is adding a Shlo Vishmo. The motivation which we need in our Madrega is that if we have a personal interest in it as well, we'll be more motivated to do it. And just working on the Shem Shemayim alone, some result that doesn't work for us. In the world of the Rosh, that was the opposite. The world of the Rosh, the person's push came from the Shem Shemayim. But that's what Reb Chatzal Sarna is saying. So the Reb Chatzal Sarna in his world, it wasn't just the Rosh, but the Reb Chatzal Sarna who lived 50 years ago, he also saw it like that. But for us, we would probably read this Rosh, there's three different points. A person shouldn't be misrashal b'mitzvah. Now, the reason why he's learning like this is because of the order of the Rosh. We would have written the Rosh, atizrashal b'mitzvah in bali yotro, atasena b'lo icher, because that's the flip side of being misrashal, is doing it right away. And do it l'shem shemayim. The fact that he sticks l'shem shemayim in the middle is indicative of the fact that that's part of the whole, it's all one thought process. That's where he's coming from in his pshat. But whatever the pshat is, but at least on our end, there is a push a person should learn to do things the Shem Shemayim, which is one issue. And the second thing is, besides doing it the Shem Shemayim, a person wants to do it below Icher as quickly as possible, because the nature of Avodah is that if you push it off, for two things. First of all, if you push it off, many times the chances it doesn't happen, which is a very good approach to use for the Yetzer Hara. But Rabbi Rucham writes that the Milo is Rizus, or the Chesaron of not doing his Rizus, Milvad, the issue of whether the mitzvah will get done or not. So it's assuming even if the mitzvah will get done, there's a different quality. A mitzvah which is done with his rizus, a different quality. And the way he sees it is that that you see the time was required kiposin, and required kiposin is because be'etzim, you see the time was the malam derech teva, and to get to the malam derech teva, a person has to reach the speed limits in this world. When you reach the speed limit in this world, you can't go any further. The Bresham then takes it to the Malamidarachateva. If you do it as quickly as you can do it in this world, in the world of the Malamidarachateva, there's no time limit. So things can take place simultaneously. Things don't have a time lapse. In our world, things have a time lapse. But these things, to have the other world quality that we want them to have, really we like them to take place above limitations of time. But we can't reach above the limitations of time because we're limited by time. What we can do is try and do it as best as we can in this world, and then that will allow us to reach the Madrega of where it'll get that other world quality of the Chipazin. So the point he's saying is that Batsa Mitzvahs don't belong to this world. Mitzvahs are done in a gashmistika sense. We do the physical expressions of them, but at the same time, the reality is we have to remember that I'm doing this physical after putting on tefillin. But the reality of tefillin is that it's affecting and accomplishing way beyond the physical world that we live in right over here. The real impact of a mitzvah is not limited to the physical elements, the physical world that we live in. Nefesh HaChaim has a big arichus about that the idea of the pu'ulas that we do in mitzvahs and chasom and averus are parallel in all of the Olamos, that the Ikerchias of all of the Olamos, the Rosh Hashanah created the world, but the Ikerchias of Olamos of maintaining the world is left into the hands of Klal Yisrael. So every time we do a mitzvah, we're giving chias to all the Olamos. Every time we're doing an Aveira, we're doing the opposite. We're being Maharis, the Olamos. So you can't imagine that a physical thing, just a finite physical thing, should be able to have that impact. If we understand that a mitzvah we're doing has a much more, there's much more behind it, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of the physical reality, but Betzim, it's much more. If we can accept that, so then we can understand that, we can understand why we need that mitzvahs have to have this, the Milo's reasons, which is that idea, as much as we can possibly not put it under the umbrella or the limitation of time. That's, I think, Rabbi Yochum is saying. That's the words. Like, the words itself are shmak. Like, you know, trying to understand what it means, lemaiso, is more challenging. You know. But above and just beyond saying, well, make sure you do it as quickly as possible. Right, which would is true, but how do we translate that into our mind, into our understanding of how do we do a mitzvah? How do we relate to a mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? So that our minds grasp that that time, you know, as much as we can't really envision a world without time, but we can envision that there is such a thing as a world without time. Rudessa writes that by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Musik of Zikoron, the Russian is not affected by time. So by Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is playing in the present. So Roman Vino was by the Keter now. That moment is still exists by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the past, it's the present. So he says it in his Musar way, you know. So you have Kadosh Baruch Hu seeing a Roman Vino doing the highest, the apex of opportunity of a mitzvah ever done in the world, and me doing my horrible Aveira simultaneously. So it's like, you know, it's the contrast just... And just... adds to the level of the avla which I'm doing. Like, you know, you imagine, like, you have two guys right next to each other doing a mitzvah, doing a veira. So the veira is that much worse. The fact that you're right, if someone's doing a mitzvah, you're doing a veira.
So the idea of Zicharon, though, is saying that he should recall that as opposed to your veira.
Like, the idea of Zicharon, he says, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't need to draw, since his point is, since everything happens in the present, you don't need zikaron. Zikaron means, it's a borrowed term. By humans, the purpose of zikaron is then to act upon it. Allows me to, when I remember that, I can respond to it. Because Baruch Hu, the kud of zikaron is recalling upon him to respond, to act upon and respond. So that's the kud of zikaron by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his loister. But he starts off with this kud of... And we can picture that, you know, so the person comes to Achar Me'ev Esrim, right? So when we leave our body, we're not limited by time anymore. The body gets to see everything that it's done. The person will be shown all of his affairs, all of his mitzvahs, and they're all there. They all exist. They're reality. But we understand that reality is the reason why it leaves a roshim is in the world which we're now that we will then be living in. Is because there's something more to them than just that the physical element which is there, and we also grasp the thing which makes something the most limited out of all of our world. One of the primary elements of limitation is time. The neshama doesn't live in, it's not bound by the world of time, so the neshama doesn't want to see its pa'ulas being time-bound items. So the neshama is grasping as much as it can to try and get it to be this level beyond, this ability, this strength. So the neshama is grasping as much as it can to try and get it to be this level beyond, this ability, this strength. some nakuda b'tasen l'shem shemayim is this nakuda of zrizus that we're trying to do, that we're trying to give it the otherworldly quality that's not limited by the physical limitations over here. The Rambam says that schar is only shachan l'mahaba for mitzvah which is on the shmo. The schar for mitzvah which is on the shoulder shmo is an olam hazeh. The thought process being that as much as the reason why you're doing something is because of something which you'll see a benefit here in this world, shlo lishmo, so you've downgraded the whole mitzvah. The whole mitzvah no longer, its purpose is covet. Its purpose is pleasure. Its purpose is whatever it is. Those are benefits which you're going to see in this world. So that defines the action. A person learns Torah to get covet. So the Torah is a hechatimsa for covet. The covet is here. So the Torah can't be greater than the hechatimsa can't be greater than the result. A mitzvah is done l'shem shamayim is not limited by being in this world. So the Rambam says to get schar and olam haba for a mitzvah. So the person compares schar kolberia. You'll get some. But the musig that the mitzvah is pearl and it accomplishes for your neshama and for the world and for everything. The world will schar in it. And olam haba is only shaykh, it's the shem shemayim. It's not for your benefit. Rama says a scary thing. Rama says, it's a statement of hope and fear at the same time. Rama says that Hashem chametz aman tzichah yodot rabbi rotz kodesh v'lo zakus hashol afir chayim v'tar mitzvus. Hashem chametz aman tzichah yodot rabbi yadir. The Rambam says the Russian gave tzichah mitzvus because at least this way, at least one time in our life, we'll do one of them. The kul Hashem shemayim mizrach d'olam haba. So Rambam's saying it's like it's a high point. You got one Hashem shemayim your whole life. You can be so that makes you feel good or bad. It makes you feel good or bad when we have an opportunity because we have so many opportunities. It's like, but like Rambam was saying, the teef, almost everything we do has some element which taints it, right? And we're hoping for like one time in our life to get that one without any being tainted at all, and that it never loses all of the limits of Elam Hazeh and becomes an Elam Habda Kutnitsiyas. That's quite an accomplishment. So
that
says that
in order
that
their
kid should
have a
refuah, calls
them
a sadekama. So you do an aveiro, right? So Tosha says that by umas arlam you don't have that because by umas arlam if the result doesn't come they're mischarit on what they did, and by Yisrael even if the results don't come, they're not mischarit. So what he's saying is that at the end of the day, it's not really why you're doing it. Rav Dessler talks about in the Kudav, there's a musig of Shalom Lishmo, which the real Kudav of Shalom Lishmo is just hechatim said overcome the Yetzirah. In other words, I'm not doing the mitzvah of Shalom Lishmo. The mitzvah is Lishmo. I want to do the mitzvah of Lishmo, but I know that my Yetzirah is going to shepherd me. So I say, you also gain X, Y, and Z. So, okay. So that's the difference in the Kudav of the Shalom Lishmo. That's not the mitzvah of Shalom Lishmo. I'm using the takbula of using the Shalom Lishmo to get the Yetzer Hara on board to leave me alone so I can go do the mitzvah of Lishmo. So that's more along the lines of what the Moreover there was talking about. That we really want to do the mitzvah of Tzedakah no matter what. But, it's hard to do the mitzvah of Tzedakah. It's money. Yeah, but it gives excuse to yourself. Okay, I'll do it. But now when you do it because there's a mitzvah to do it, not because you're going to see your goal is the benefit. That's why even if the benefit doesn't result, the more it says Yisrael will not be miscarried, whereas by himself will not be miscarried.